It's KRCB's California Update. I'm Mark Brell. California lawmakers are expected to vote today on legislation designed to regulate the state's mortgage industry. Amy Quinton reports.
Santa Clarita resident Charlie Chang wants lawmakers to pass the Homeowner's Bill of Rights. He says he was a victim of what part of the legislation is designed to prevent, having banks foreclose while loan modifications are in progress. It's called dual tracking. That happened to Chang after he suffered a stroke and he almost lost his home. He says if the proposed legislation were in place, his life would be different now.
Oh my God, it just would have been a lifesaver, you know. It would never have been an issue, you know. And I probably would have some my retirement, maybe even some savings left.
California's banking industry also wants to prevent dual tracking, but it's opposed to other parts of the legislation. It says some of the changes are too broad and fail to focus on borrowers who may have truly been injured. At the state capitol, I'm Amy Quinton.
The French delicacy foie gras is now banned from California restaurant menus. The fattened duck liver is created by force-feeding ducks. Paul Shapiro is with the Humane Society of America.
Shoving a pipe down these birds' throats multiple times a day, forcing them to eat vast quantities of food, more so than they would ever normally eat on their own, is detrimental to their welfare. It's inhumane, and Californians should be proud of their legislature for acting to stop this type of animal cruelty.
But a group of prominent chefs has been fighting the ban and called instead for more humane practices. Nathan Ballard is with the Coalition for Humane and Ethical Farming Standards.
We should start right here in California to make a foie gras industry that is the most humane and ethical. And then that standard will spread to the rest of the world. That is a better way of approaching it than an outright prohibition, which will turn chefs into criminals.
Ballard says his group will try to get the ban reversed through the legislation next year. That's KRCB's California Update. I'm Mark Brell.